This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show brings you Southern California. Oh, no. What is this? On the Go with... Oh, yeah. Looking on the brighter side. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Sorry, Colleen.
I can't hear you, Phil. We're at the little strip right now.
Well, all right. Never mind. I got your open.
I can hear you now, Phil.
Okay. Welcome to Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Colleen is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency in Laguna Beach. And, well, Colleen, I guess the best thing we can say is it's over. Timothy McVeigh is gone.
Timothy McVeigh is gone. And, Phil, I think it's really important, and it really, really needs to be said. There weren't 168 victims of this terrible accident in Oklahoma City. There were 169. Timothy McVeigh was one of them. And I think we need to be mindful of that because we are going to be introducing our 4th of July 169 victims barbecue and fireworks celebration for the 4th of July. I think it's really, really important that we do that.
Okay, now I've heard it said before, Colleen, not just from you, that there were 169 victims of this.
Well, you might have heard. I don't know where you heard it because we did coin that phrase. I don't know where you heard that.
What, did you say that you came up with it?
My understanding is, yes, we did come up with that. So,
well, maybe it would. Mike, did you say it?
I mentioned it to Mike Schaefer, your producer. So
Oh, that was probably it. Mike, you must have said to me there's 169 victims because Colleen invented that. So you're saying you invented that?
Yes, I am saying.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. It sounds very catchy.
Well, that's what we do in our business. But it's really not about selling. It's really not about being catchy. It's about being right and doing what's right. There were 169 victims. And On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster would like to do something to remind all of us of that, Phil, so we could begin the healing.
All right, so you are going to be having a 4th of July cruise. And as you say, it's time America remind itself what explosions are really for. Is that...
That is correct, Phil. Our 4th of July 169 victims fireworks cruise and barbecue reminds America that explosions that blow up buildings are not good, but explosions that are up in the air, those are good.
Those are fireworks.
Those are fireworks. Let's get back to enjoying explosions and what they're good for. And our cruise, it's just going to be really neat. I'm so excited.
All right, well, from the brochure here, it's $800. And is that one night?
That's two nights. $800 includes cabin with a view based upon availability. Our 169 victims barbecue will feature barbecued meats, your choice of corn on the cob or steamed broccoli, and for our Jewish cruisers, a nice poached whitefish. We'll, for additional charge, have beer and wine, but all of our 4th of July 169 victims cruisers will get our 169 victims Sody Pop, and we call it Sody Pop, Phil, because that is the good middle American way of saying it.
Sody Pop.
That's the way the people, had they lived, that's the way the people in Oklahoma City would have said it.
And okay, let's that's the way the people in Oklahoma City probably still say it. And
they do, Phil. It's middle America. It is what made all of us great. But let's remember there were 169 victims.
Well, let's I don't want to debate this with you, okay? But why are you focusing on 169 victims, okay? I know you say that Timothy McVeigh was blown up too, or was killed too, but he was a scumbag. He did this.
Phil, I say that because I believe in moving on and forgiving. I really believe...
Well, that's admirable, but the guy was a dirtbag who...
No, but Phil, let me finish. I believe in turning the other cheek. And you know, a very wise man said that, Phil. A very wise man said, let's turn the other cheek. And that man was Martin Luther King. He died for our sins. We need to remember that.
That is a very difficult thing to forgive.
Well, I have, and I think everyone else should, too. It's about love. And the reason I say 169 victims, Phil, is because what's the difference? Some of the people got blown up by the explosion. Timothy McVeigh lit the fuse of the explosion. But really, Phil, what's the difference? They were all made dead by the explosion. I mean, what's the difference?
The difference is he was the perpetrator. They were the victims, okay? So there's 168 victims, not 169. And what would make you make this leap of logic?
Phil, it's 100. They all got made dead by the explosion. Whether they were blown up in it, or whether, in the case of Tim McVeigh, they were given a lethal injection, which in this case it was only one of them.
All right, Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. She's booking passage now on her. I don't think we need that music right now. This is.
Well, that's my official music.
I know, but we can dispense with it because we're talking about something very serious. Booking passage on the. What is this called?
It's our 4th of July 169 Victims Cruise and Barbecue.
Okay, $800 gets you a cabin with a view based on upon availability, the 169 Victims Barbecue, which features barbecued meats.
Yes.
Okay, any specifics on that?
We don't have the specifics yet, but you can be assured the meats that there will be barbecued meats.
And for our Jewish 4th of July cruisers, a nice poached whitefish.
That is correct, on account of Jews don't eat pork.
Yeah, I understand that, but some Jewish folks eat pork, and a lot of them, in other words, okay. You're also going to have good old-fashioned sody pop, because that's what they call it in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Colleen, do you sense any irony in all of this? I mean, the fact that this is not irony, but bad taste, anything?
Phil, a lot of people in the office ask me about that. I own this company. I tell everybody what goes. And when people second-guess me, I tell them the reason why On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is the largest female-owned travel agency in America is because I take chances. I go the extra mile. Is it in bad taste? No, because I think we're honoring all of the dead, not just the ones that got blowed up in the explosion. But
the guy that perpetrated it, it's kind of like Klebold and Harris.
All right, I don't know who they are.
Okay, that was the Columbine guy. It's kind of like putting up crosses for those two guys. I mean, the one of the fathers tore them down because it was such an outrage. It's the same thing with this guy, saying there's 169 victims. I mean.
Well, I made that up. I came up with that, and we've been saying it a lot. There's 169 victims, not 168. If you hear that on the news or anything, I made it up.
Good, you made it up. I mean, it's just...
You're tense, and you're angry, and I'm trying to diffuse a lot of that anger.
A nice poached whitefish for your Jewish cruisers on account of Jews don't eat pork.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686, talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. About the cruise that she's having, the 4th of July cruise, which will include, a barbecue and everything else, trying to get past, I guess, all of the anger and the rancor. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
Phil, this person is completely ridiculous to even think of calling Timothy McVeigh a victim in this whole mess.
I'm saying it's unfortunate that a lot of people had to die. Today, another victim.
And it was well-deserved. If he didn't do what he had done, he wouldn't have died today.
Well, I didn't say that he didn't deserve it.
Well, then why do you call him a victim?
He's a victim of the bomb. The bomb what blowed up the people in Oklahoma City, and the bomb
which he's the one that ignited.
It indirectly blowed up Timothy McVeigh, too.
But he lit the fuse.
Yes, he did.
Premeditated.
I don't deny any of that, gentlemen. What I'm saying is that he still got blowed up, figuratively.
On his own accord. He premeditated this whole thing. I mean, it's absolutely,
but
if anything, he should have been killed the day after it happened.
I think what we need to get to the point here is, why do you think he's a victim, even though he lit it?
He's a victim of his own action. He victimized himself. It's like self-abuse. It's like, I guess you could say it's like masturbation. That's a sin. It's something you do to yourself. You hurt yourself when you masturbate.
What are you talking about?
Why do they call it self-abuse?
I don't know why they call it self-abuse, to be perfectly honest with you. And what has that got...
Phil, the big difference between McVeigh and the 158 is McVeigh died with all of his body parts. That's the only difference.
All right, Bill, does that answer your question?
This person has a real morbid sense of reality.
No, I'm saying that is really...
We got that, okay?
McVeigh died intact. And the others
didn't have everything connected.
Yes.
That is so mean and cruel.
Well, I don't want to be mean.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. $800 On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. 4th of July, 169 victims, barbecue and fireworks celebration. Colleen is making the claim that she coined the phrase, there were 169 victims, not 168. 1-800-449-8686. This is the...
There were!
Okay. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, the largest female-owned travel agency in America. Remember, there were 169 victims of the Oklahoma City shootings, not 168.
Back here on the Phil Henry Show with Colleen Kristen Brewster of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. You say there are 169 victims.
Yeah, so really, the only difference is that Timothy McVeigh will have an open casket at his funeral, and I don't imagine the people that died in the Oklahoma City accident. I mean, who wants to open the lid on that? You know, it's
all right, I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Melinda, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Colleen.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, yes.
Can you hear me, Colleen?
Yes, I can.
I'm very, very appalled by your joking about 169 victims and that one body is intact.
I'm not joking. Hello?
Do you realize the post-traumatic stress you might be ensuing to the families that are listening?
I am trying to bring some healing to the situation.
Did you think about the three unborn children inside three women that were pregnant?
That was terrible. There were 169. All right, then that's 172.
No, that would be 173.
Okay, 173.
Wait a second.
There were 173 victims of the Oklahoma City...
You know what? This entire world became a victim when that took place.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and I'm saying, why can't we forgive? Martin Luther King forgave him when he died on the cross. Why can't we?
Why can't we forgive as a nation?
Yes. Yes. And I'm saying that
I'm not saying what he did was right. That was appalling.
If we come on our barbecue, if you go to our barbecue...
If I was to go to your barbecue, I'd bring lamb, and it'd be the lamb of God. Hopefully, it would open up your heart to see that this is not a joke.
That's right. The lamb of God. Count
the
world.
You need some of that.
You count the world, that's 174 victims.
If you count the world...
And you know something, Melinda? It's really sad that you can't seem to understand what I'm saying.
I can't see... I cannot understand how we can find peace in killing anyone.
There were three unborn children that died.
Yes, and that, you know, I can't...
Yeah, but you're making a joke about it.
No, Colleen, you are.
No, you are.
Only one body intact?
Oh, then why did you say 173, not 169? It's really a...
I think both of you ladies
are... Because obviously you were missing when that took place.
I think that both of you ladies are making a joke.
No, she is making the joke.
No,
I'm not making any joke.
How can you find peace with anybody being killed?
You should turn the other cheek. That's what Gandhi told us to do.
No, the government should have.
The government should turn the other cheek.
I feel horrible for all of those victims. And their families.
Absolutely.
And the ones that survived.
And you
but
know
I feel
as well
horrible
as I
for
do.
His father as
he
well
got,
and his family.
Whose father?
For Timothy McVeigh's family. Have you thought about them?
What about them?
What about the suffering they've had to endure?
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that.
No, I don't think
they were. They can come to the barbecue. Are they Jewish?
No, they're not Jewish.
Because we have a nice poached white fish.
That's really funny. Making fun of Jews.
Oh, no, you're making fun of Jews.
Springer's
no,
show.
You made fun of Jews when you said 173 instead of 169.
No.
There
would have been 174 if you were there. We might not have a nasty world
well,
like
if you
would have
been there, there would have been 175 plus me. That's 176.
You know, this is not a joke. You know,
this is not a joke, ladies.
She's making a joke about it. I'm raising money for it.
No, I am saying nobody should be able to find peace when someone is killed.
169 victims.
But if that was one of your children in that...
Timothy McVeigh got blown up.
He didn't get blown up, as you say it. He was killed today by the U.S. government.
That's the only difference.
Wait a minute. What if one of my children were in there and I shot Timothy McVeigh? I would have been on death row.
Then you would
have
been on death row.
Who are they to have the right to do it when I would be considered a vigilante?
Then there would have been 170 victims. You, Timothy McVeigh.
You know, the best thing that could happen at that barbecue.
What?
Is that somebody would go in there with the wrath of God on your rear end.
Oh, think you're pretty tough, don't you?
No, I don't think I'm tough.
I've got the number one. Number one female-owned travel agency in America. I'm not pushing cocktails
and you're
at a roadhouse
in a building
like you.
In Oklahoma with your travel agency?
I'm what?
Are you stuck in a building in Oklahoma?
I'm in Laguna Beach, California. Thank you. I'm at a restaurant right now called The Little Shrimp. God
the
bless.
The Little Shrimp. Well, that explains it. Is that your nickname?
That's the name of the restaurant. I mean,
that's the size of your brain, because I can't find peace with anyone being killed.
You know something,
not
Melinda?
The victims, not Timothy McVeigh.
I'm the one that came up with the phrase, there's 169 victims, not you.
No, there's three more. You said 169.
All right, 173.
I said there were three more. There were three pregnant women.
And by the way, Melinda, God blessed my rear end. It's very nice, very shapely, very round. It's not toilet sloppy like a lot of you gals that push cocktails at a roadhouse.
When are you gonna stop with the insults, Colleen? It's been one
stop with the insult. Colleen has no sense.
No, you
want a little
shrimp. I'm coming on here. I'm doing something positive for the victims. And
positive for the victims.
Nothing but her jokes.
How come half of the victims? Do you know there's a percentage of the victims' families that were opposed to this execution?
The who?
There was a percentage of the victims' families opposed to this execution.
Who?
Who? Did you watch CNN today? There was a father whose daughter was
working.
Shot.
I'm working. Hello.
And he said the smartest thing.
How can
you find peace anywhere when someone's killed?
He said when someone's... Well, Timothy McVeigh wasn't killed. He was executed.
No, execution.
That's
he was
difference.
Killed. That's premeditated.
Well,
I'm sorry.
There's a difference. He was not blown up.
He was killed.
It would have been bad if they blowed him up.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Colleen, the fact is...
The fact is, he got out easy. All they did was put some juice in him.
He got out easy? He's got to answer to God. How did he get out easy?
It's like overdosing on Valium the way he went.
Well,
yeah, but
knows?
If you or I said we wanted to die, they'd lock us up.
Hey, Melinda,
he said that from the very first day. I want
to
die.
I feel really good for you that you were able to watch TV all day. Unlike me, I had to work.
No, I just got in from work and heard you, and that
was
Well,
then where did you see this thing on...
Okay, ladies, look, all this has been...
She's making jokes.
Both of
no,
you guys
you are...
are
a joke.
You're making jokes.
No, you're making jokes about
no,
a very
you're
serious
making jokes.
Issue.
All right,
every life
it's a serious issue, okay?
Is very, very
I'm
fragile.
Not making jokes. I don't know how you call it making jokes when I have the...
Well, if we're
going to
execute people, why don't we put them to sleep and donate their organs?
The 169 victims barbecue, you call that a joke?
Oh, I wouldn't
well, it says here the book.
You wouldn't because you don't care about the victims.
I dry your ass. That's what I do.
You don't care about the victims. You just want to kill.
No, I do
kill,
care
kill,
very
kill.
Much about the victims, but you're joking about this.
No, you just want to kill.
Them as well.
You want to barbecue my ass
to
at
say
my own
that their body, their bodies, none were intact? What do you think that's doing to them
I
when
think that
listening?
That's the difference. Timothy McVeigh got off easy. He gets to have an open casket.
Oh,
and the rest
please.
Of them, they are in a shopping bag.
Please.
And I don't think that...
Oh, God, do we really care? Okay, thank you very much, Melinda, for your call.
Oh, you're
well,
letting
thank you.
You're
and
getting off.
You'll get rid of her.
Hey,
too.
Melissa, you're getting off easy because I still got a few things to say to you.
Honey, if I could get off easy, it certainly wouldn't be with you.
You know what? The reason the government did. Yeah, but you don't get off easy, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
No, that's what your husband told me. Now, the reason the government.
Okay.
The reason the government did not blow up Timothy McVeigh is because they're tired of looking for loose body parts.
No, because it would actually cost them less money. And
all right. Thank you, both of you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Colleen Kristen Brewster from On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, reminding you that our 4th of July 169 Victims Barbecue, we are changing the name of it on the tickets. It will be the 172 Victims, because I was unaware that there were unborn children killed. And if you count Timothy McVeigh with them, that's 172. Timothy McVeigh is the only one that wasn't blowed up.
Yeah?
What?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
So the point that we're trying to make is that Timothy McVeigh is every bit a victim as the others. And
why do you keep pointing out he's the only one that wasn't blowed up? And what do you mean blowed up? It's blown up.
The point is that he's a victim even though it wasn't so bad for him. The other thing that I want to point out, well, I can't do it now because the number changed, but when it was 169, I think that's a healing number.
A healing number. Why?
Because if you take the 1 away from 169, you're left with 69. That is, in the Kama Sutra, a very healing, a very sexually healing number.
69.
69, yeah.
I think I don't even think you know what it is.
When you say 69, it makes people smile, and that's a step on the...
I don't even think you know what it is you're saying.
Well, I think I do. I mean, I'm really, really trying to...
Yeah, you're really, really trying to just say whatever you're saying. Just that...
I really, really think this is going to be a good barbecue, and I think you're being gross.
You're being gross, talking about blown up. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Yes, I would just like to comment, too. You know, McVeigh has done so much and things like this for people to use his death and use what he done for monetary purposes. It just adds more sick to
but
the
But it helps the healing begin.
You don't know what healing is, lady.
Well,
they don't have, these people, we don't have a clue.
What about turning the other cheek?
The heartache that they have gone to,
right.
They don't have a clue
I
of begin what happened. And
well,
let me clarify something about turning the other cheek.
Joe, you're right
it
about
tells
that.
Tell me what kind of quality person that I really am talking to and responding to, because I'm here to tell you Martin Luther King did not make the cliche of turning the other cheek.
He died for our sins. I thought he died for our sins.
Oh, you're out of your ever-loving mind.
What? Well, who?
There's only one man that died for our sins.
Martin Luther King.
He's not in your life, so that tells me why you're doing what you're doing and where you're at in this whole thing.
No, Martin Luther King died for our sins.
You're out of
your ever-loving Jesus
mind.
Christ is the one that died.
Who got nailed to the cross?
Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm sorry. Then it's my mistake.
You've got to be kidding me.
Why?
You've got this quality of person. I hope your barbecue's a flop, but nobody in their right mind would go help you celebrate this.
I'm not celebrating, Joe.
Money in your
we
pocket.
Are trying to
and
point
you,
up that the victims...
And when you tell me that you are the woman that carries the biggest travel resort or whatever...
I have the largest female-owned travel agency
you know what?
In
I
the
listen,
world.
I have listened to your vocabulary. I have listened to your thoughts. I have listened to where you come from. And, lady... It is sick. You can't even
sick.
Speak properly.
Timothy McVeigh was the only one not blowed up. The rest of them were.
You're
okay?
out of your mind, lady.
Oh, you're saying that he was blowed up? Sure. Boy, you really need to read a newspaper. Because he wasn't blowed up.
He was
you know
not
what?
Blown
he
up.
Even, he is not even up for discussion.
Don't you agree, Joe? Not. Joe, don't you agree that 69...
I don't agree with anything you have said.
Don't you agree that 69 is a healing number?
No, I don't. I don't agree with anything you have said.
Oh, you don't think
you're a sick person.
6'9". You don't get that?
Okay, we all get it. I mean, you're trying to get this lady to say what? That she...
She knows what I'm talking about. You've been around.
I don't think anybody knows nor agrees with what you're talking about.
What are you
talking about? You're some kind of a nut.
I'm a nut?
And the bottom line is, you're out to make money.
If
he's got a book out, and then with people doing
I
things
I do not
like
have a book
do,
out.
It,
I...
No, he has a book out.
Have you read it?
And now, not on your dreams.
When your husband walks by and says 69, you don't smile?
You're out.
Would you please, please get off this tack?
I'm just asking.
I know what you're asking.
So she didn't answer the question because she knows it's yes, she does.
Absolutely no sense in anything that she says, at any point.
How did we get to 69 in the Kama Sutra, and we're talking about the Oklahoma City, and you call it the Oklahoma City shooting?
Yes.
It was a bombing.
I don't think the woman knows what she's doing.
If
I don't
you
know
drop the
on,
one
where
from...
she's coming from or where she's been, but she's got.
Where
a
have
big
I been? I've been working on my business.
Figuring out what she's where she's going.
I'm working on my business and where I'm going. When I hear the number 69, my knees get weak. And I'm trembling.
What has that got to do with McVeigh? What has that got to do
you
with these people? What
is it? That is your response.
Are you
going
to come to
numbers.
Our barbecue or are you not? And I'll tell
not
you what, I'll give you.
Your dream.
I'll give you a discount.
And I don't. I just really.
But
can't
I do want to thank
anybody
you.
Spending one dime.
One dime on your barbecue, especially when you think it was Martin Luther King who said, "Turn the other cheek."
It's an honest mistake.
You have some really bad issues with your personal vocabulary, with your thought, with anything that you could possibly try to project.
You know, Joe,
people.
I've been listening to your unrequited hatred coming at me all hours.
That's not hatred, lady. It's
and I don't know what I did to deserve it. I'm trying to help the healing begin with the 169 victims.
You ought to sit down and listen to it.
Listen to it. I've been
play
listening.
Back to you.
I wrote out
and
the brochure.
You would understand where people are coming from and what they're saying. There's absolutely
what is wrong with you that you find
an ounce of,
all of the victims
not an ounce of common sense.
Joe, all of the victims of the McVeigh shooting can get into the barbecue for only $69. This is an $800 but
okay.
You are what? Out of your mind.
What? Right? What did I do?
Okay, that's it. You too. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I don't know whether you heard it, but here is the statement that was released by Timothy McVeigh, his final statement. It was released before the execution this morning, and if you heard it, fine. If you didn't, here it is. My name is Tim McVeigh. I know many of you think I am a courageous advocate of citizens' rights as they pertain to and oppose the control of government. But as my final statement to the American people, I want you to know what is in my heart today. As I sit here on death row, I realize, looking back, that I am really nothing more than a gutless turd. Yes, I know that's shocking to many of my supporters, but I now know that I've been nothing more than a gutless turd, exterminating the lives of children, which puts me in the same class of coward as David Koresh, for example. As calm and as calculating as I looked in the press, I was really just sitting there hoping and praying someone, anyone, would come to my rescue, and when they didn't, I sat in my cell the last few days, soiling my underthings and crying like a child, perhaps like any of the children I mercilessly murdered because I didn't have the courage to confront the adults I opposed face to face. My name was Timothy McVeigh. I was a stupid and worthless coward, and on top of all of it, a traitor to a country that nurtured and gave me a better life than any country, past, present, or future, could have. I want you to know that I went to my death screaming like a stuck pig in the grandest tradition of cowardice and fear. I wish my name would be forever linked with, say, Hitler or Stalin, but I now know that I was just a little man, doomed to be forgotten. I am sorry, and I am currently cooking in hell. Thank you, Timothy McVeigh. Well, there it is. That's his final statement as it was released this morning. No real indication of his frame of mind, though, is it? It's just... We're trying to get into the mind of this guy, and it just doesn't, it doesn't tell you anything. So there's his final statement as released, and take it for what it's worth. One of the things about McVeigh, if I could just be allowed this observation, has there ever been a guy on that level who's pulled off something like that dumber? And by that I mean, this cat was nailed, what, within 48 hours, and he had, like, receipts sitting on the front seat of the car with his name and his signature all over it. They found his fingerprints all over, like, bomb particles. There's just nobody dumber. And it really is a great... I think it's a wonderful thing from the standpoint that it gives us a fairly clear view into the militia movement. He's probably a brains... Or was, I should say, a brain surgeon in that movement. He could have been a general. McVeigh, if you hadn't have pulled this off, although you're too stupid to have gotten away with it, but let's just say, for example, somehow that cop wasn't there that day, you could be a general in the Oklahoma State volunteer militia assholes or whatever they're called. I don't know. But instead, well, look at you now. And I bet you're the most surprised guy to be down there cooking away on the frying pan of hell when you thought you'd be, God would be welcoming you in, man, patting you on the ass and showing you to the pool hall. You, seriously, I bet you McVeigh right now is so shocked and surprised that he's cooking away down there. Because in his mind, he was on his way to some warrior's Valhalla. And now look at him. Sauteing. With the devil hanging out, you know, smoking a cigar and dropping his ashes on him or whatever the hell happens down there, and I don't want to know. Oh, what the hell? I'll probably wind up there next to him. What do you think, Mike? I'm no one to judge. I'm nobody to judge a Tim McVeigh. I mean, the Bible says, let he who's without sin cast the first stone. Well, hell, that's a damn good thing. That's a damn good. You know, I read that in the Bible one time. Don't you cast that damn rock unless you were without. Well, you know what that means? I just keep my big fat mouth shut. And you can't tell you, I tell you, especially when some cat like, say, Swagger gets caught in a motel out in India. Don't you throw that rock, man. Now, the Bible says if you are, you know, without sin, you may cast the first stone. Which means Jesus could have been tossing rocks all day, man. Why didn't he? When he said that to those people, let you who are without sin cast the first. Hey, wait a minute, that's me. He could have picked up rocks and just started heaving away. He gave himself permission. Why didn't he do it? All right, anyway, that's one of those quotes that I always like because that means what. He who without sin cast the first stone. What that means is, if you hear about your local preacher, say, molesting a couple of kids, that applies to you in that instance. So you may not criticize him. If you hear about your local televangelist scamming or skimming or anything else that they do having to do with money, that's where that biblical quote applies. You may not comment on him because it's you're not you don't have sin and he's the that's the thing. Other than that, well, you can say anything you want about anybody, but those guys you can't say crap. All right, Phil Hendry Show here 1-800-449-8686. I wanted to tell you guys what I had this past weekend during the Laker Sixers game. I mentioned the game and what a disgusting thing it was to see the Lakers actually go out and win that game when everybody was expecting the Sixers to do it and everybody's expecting the Sixers to rise up and be the little David, do the Goliath and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And here the Lakers blowing the whole thing by actually winning and actually winning on the road there. So A, that was wrong. B, here's something else that was wrong. I went to Costco because we were going to have some friends over. And by the way, one of the kids graduated from grade school, Friday night, went to the graduation, left the air here, went down to my office, got into my suit, got into the shoes, got into the thing, got into the car, and the car was out of gas, and then walked all the way to the school, got there, and Maria's looking at me, and I said, what's up? And she said, just listen, and there is the MC of this graduation going on and on, man. And now, third trimester, sixth grade, Sector 4 Awards, Gold People Only. I'd like to bring out the person who will give out the Sector 4 Grade B Third Trimester Awards, Irving Farquhar. And Irving will introduce the real guy who will bring out the third sector, and then we'll move on to Sector 5. Then a little coffee break, and then we'll get to the seventh grade. Finally, by 1:30, the eighth grade, I'm going, please. And now, the Men's Club Scholarship. You know, I was saying to myself as I was getting ready, oh, will you come on? I wanted to stand up. And I'm talking about with a long-winded thing. It's just go, because I got the kids are with us, and they're going nuts. And I said, Maria's like, look at them, you know, they're going ape. And I said, you know, let them go ape. You know, they're kids, man. This is like ungodly that they should have to be sitting through this, going on and on about the awards and the thing. And you know what? It's eighth grade. Get over it. It's eighth grade, it ain't college, and it's not high school, it's eighth grade. And eighth grade is eighth grade. I don't know anybody leaving eighth grade and just embarking on their, you know, their career at Teledyne. It's just they got to go to more school. So it was bugging me. I was driving me out of my mind. And at one point, I started talking and everything and whispering and generally acting up and acting like an eighth grader. Why not? So then we did that, and then we came home. And then, you know, the family got together. But we went over to Costco this weekend. And now, I told you I was 226 and a half pounds when I weighed myself on Friday, which means 1.5 more pounds, and I'm down to a new point level at Weight Watchers. So, naturally, because I'm losing so much weight, what did I do this weekend? Went out and just shoveled like we haven't shoveled before. Costco lime chicken wings, taquitos, little eclairs, Mexican food, cheese enchiladas. I went out and I did like 2 London broils on the barbecue. I mean, who cares if I put on 800 pounds? I had fun. Fun for the first time in my life. For the first time in weeks, maybe years. I could live on appetizer food. Man, any restaurant that just like serves that crap, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Nachos. And those lime, you ever those lime chicken wings? You get them frozen. Costco's the greatest store in the history of the man on this planet. You can eat lunch over there with all the samples they give out. But I like to go in there and go over there to the freezer section. And by Costco, I mean maybe in your town you have a Smart and Final, or you know what I'm talking about. One of those big places you go where they got lots of food. And it costs just the same as the supermarket, but they fake you into thinking that it's less because they have big, large bags of Mission chips. In other words, you know, I look at those bags of Mission chips. Now, this is a thing of tortilla chips that's probably about the size of a small waste paper basket. It's really big. And I used to say, who'd buy that? What moron? What idiot? What glutton? What pig? What slob would buy that? And there I was, buying it, with it on the thing, and I... And, yeah, it's just really good. So we ate our asses off, and then watched the game last night going through all that stuff. Pretty soon you reach a point where you can't eat anymore. You know, you can't eat anymore. It's not that you're physically full. It's that you realize what you've been doing all weekend is sitting and eating. So this morning I got back on the bike and tried to give myself a cardiac arrest. I'm doing okay, though, 226 and a half, man. But I thought I'd be down to about 205 by the time we take the kids over to Florida in a couple of weeks. Forget it. I'll still be punching it at around 220, something like that. But, you know, I'm proud of myself. Yes, I'm proud of myself. Losing all that weight, almost 40 pounds in 4 months, and I have been so miserable eating those fat-free bologna sandwiches, I want to throw a TV set through a window. Bologna fat-free sandwiches. And Maria says to me, the Pringles chips, they're only a point. 16 chips? So I eat 50 of them. I mean, how do you only eat 16 Pringles chips? I just put away tons of those things, man. And then I made pancakes and sausages for the kids this weekend. And I'm going to tell you something. No kid comes downstairs to a breakfast that I made and starts belly aching about it. No kid. If you're a kid and you ever have breakfast at our house and I make it, you better say, thank you, Mr. Hendry, for the nice sausages and hotcakes. And don't do what one of the kids did this past weekend. They came down, they go, what's for breakfast? I'm making flapjacks with maple syrup, and I'm making sausages. Why can't we have? And then I turned around and just gave this guy the $64 million stare. I mean, it was right out of Village of the Damned. I looked at him, and he went, I like hotcakes. They're good. They're fine. There's nothing wrong. I love sausages. I'll eat them. It's fine. Oh, the way I torture kids. Oh, we're out of time. Phil Hendry Show.